to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, you can find out the secrets your photocopier knows and might give away, how to avoid the hackers who want to hijack your email account, how to benefit by tagging along with the copyists who steal your web content, how to get free analytics for your website from Google and Yahoo, and find out who might deliver the extra internet speed still to be released by our old copper network telephone connections. Green gas. The UK is committed to ensuring that 15% of the energy it produces comes from renewable sources by 2020. It's encouraging to see a national gas company taking a lead that will help achieve that target. British Gas has announced a new pilot scheme with Thames Water and Scotia Gas Networks to build plants that will take biomethane gas produced from sewage and inject it into the national grid for use in kitchens and heating. British Gas estimates that the new biomethane resource will be providing at least 15% of the gas used in the domestic market within 10 years. Read more at news.bbc.co.uk. Election aftermath. Following Britain's first change of government in the internet age, there's a rush to update dozens of government websites as the new Lib Dem, Conservative, coalition administration takes shape. Pictures and videos of David Cameron and Nick Clegg abound on the Downing Street website, but it's difficult to find any images of Gordon Brown, and the site's search engine was disabled for a time to stop people seeking out old content. The National Archive has taken screenshots of government sites 1 week before and 1 week after the general election to capture the transition period. For more details, see guardian.co.uk/media. Drive by Snooper Scooper. Google has admitted that its Street View cars have been gathering information from people's Wi-Fi activity for 3 years. The UK Information Commission's office has asked the search engine company to destroy personal data that was collected from British home wireless networks. Beyond that, the ICO says it will take no further action against the company. This has sparked furious condemnation from the pressure group Privacy International, which says that the ICO is 10 steps behind the game in monitoring privacy intrusions and breaches by US companies operating in the UK. Read more at pcpro.co.uk/news. Secrets your photocopier knows. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the photocopy machine, but as CBS News reports, advanced technology has opened a dangerous hole in data security. Nearly all digital copiers built since 2002 contain a hard drive that stores an image of every document copied or scanned by the machine. It turns the everyday office workhorse into a digital time bomb packed with highly personal or sensitive data, easily retrievable copies of hundreds of documents in an archive that is a pot of gold for anyone in the identity theft business. For more information, see cbsnews.com/video. Spammers take on captures. The New York Times reports that spammers are paying people in developing countries to breach website security by solving captures, which ask visitors to type in a string of semi-obscured characters to prove they are not robots. The term is apparently a loose acronym for completely automated public Turing tests to tell computers and humans apart. Louis von Ahn, a computer science professor who pioneered the security method, estimates that thousands of people in developing countries, primarily in Asia, are solving these puzzles for pay. There are sites that are coordinating the efforts, he says. But executives at companies like Google tell The Times that they're not worried about people being paid to decode captures because they're only one of several tools that websites use to secure themselves. Read more at nytimes.com/technology. Silly about spam. A newly released survey from the Messaging Anti-Abuse Working Group, MAAWG, summarising the results of the group's second year survey of email security practices, offers an interesting insight into the various interactions that end users have with spam emails. Millions of people open them, click on links within them, and open the attachments that come with the messages. Yet when it comes to stopping the spread of viruses, fraudulent information, spyware and spam, users are most likely to hold ISPs and antivirus software companies responsible. Less than half believe they have any personal responsibility for stopping the threats themselves. For more details, see zdnet.com/blog/security. Hotwired Hotmail. Hijacking your email account is a high priority for those that want to steal your identity. Find out why and how to avoid it at datadoctors.com/help. Expanding exposure. Announcing new features last month to make the internet more social and begin turning up on many other websites, Facebook displayed its further ambitions to become the authoritative source for people's identities online. According to Read Write Web, Facebook's ambition is to kill off its competition and use 500 million users to take over entire web. The new initiatives will certainly affect most people who visit Facebook, not to mention all the brands anxious to reach them. Its new Open Graph effort, which provides website publishers with simple tools to integrate Facebook features and functions directly into their own sites, is certainly a major development. Amongst other things, it means that members by default are now opted in to help spread Facebook functionality to the rest of the web, allowing third-party sites like Yelp to recognize them on arrival and personalize their visits. Facebook has essentially set every user default to globally social, pre-assuming that all members of the social network want to be social not only on Facebook, but wherever it extends across the web. Sites that add the new Open Graph features to their pages can also add a tracking token, like the Google Analytics tracker that will provide data from Facebook's new Insights Analytics package. At Levi's new Friends Store site, for example, if you see a like button next to a pair of jeans and you click on that button, your endorsement will appear in your news feed on Facebook for all your friends to see, comment on and share. And Levi's will be able to see how far its site content went viral across your social circle. Meanwhile, Facebook itself will track everything you're liking, posting, etc., for its own advertising platform, so that it can target advertising to its users based on what they've declared about themselves in their profiles and news updates. Lots of businesses are interested in those 500 million monthly visitors to Facebook, and Facebook knows it. Read more at readwriteweb.com. Facing facts. It won't be long before everything you do on the internet while logged into Facebook will show up on the screens of anybody who wants to sell you something, said one disgruntled user. And it gets worse when you look at the opportunities for illegal activity. A recent report from research security experts at VeriSign iDefense found over 1 million Facebook accounts hacked and for sale. VeriSign says that a hacker known as Kurlos in Eastern Europe posted the sale of 1.5 million Facebook accounts on an electronic fraud forum. The going price was $25 for 1,000 accounts. Facebook did update its security recently to make it more user-friendly and added extra tips to keeping user accounts safe. But with the new features that will let other websites use and share users' information, the company may have to revise its security and privacy policies. Asked about Facebook's new features and the related privacy concerns, a company spokesperson responded, "We invest heavily in helping people keep their accounts secure and have a team of security professionals who investigate specific attacks on our users and work with law enforcement to pursue those responsible. We educate people on how to keep their online accounts secure through our blog, as well as through the Facebook and Facebook security pages, facebook.com/facebook and facebook.com/security. The Facebook security page has over 1.7 million fans and is updated on a regular basis with tips and helpful information. Facebook's highest priority is to keep and build the trust of the 500 million people who visit our service every month. We've developed the most powerful tools of any major internet company to give people control over what information they want to share with third-party sites, and we will be requiring those sites to respect our users' privacy preferences. For more details, see eweek.com. Open Graph How-To. Using Facebook's new Open Graph protocol, any page on your website can now have a Like button. When a visitor clicks it, the page will show up in the activity stream on Facebook. Pages will need a few Facebook-specific meta tags: title, type, URL, site name, and image added in the head section, which will be used to define how content is displayed in the user's Facebook news feed, as well as how it's categorized and linked back to. And if you link the Like button to your Facebook account, you'll be able to message all the people who've clicked it. A new API for developers makes it easy to make pages more shareable without having to devote resources to creating a separate Facebook fan page that needs to be updated, which will be especially significant for sites that contain hundreds or thousands of pages they'd like Facebook users to be able to share. The example given on the Facebook development blog is imdb.com, which has a Like button for each movie and actor page. The Open Graph protocol is clearly detailed on Facebook's documentation site. Check out developers.facebook.com/docs. Hitch a ride with site copiers. Every time a visitor to your website copies some of your content and pastes it into a web page or email of their own, you can get help from tint.com to automatically add a link back to that content and its original location, with the copy highlighted for third-party newcomers. Tint's Insight product also shows you which text and images are copied and how often. But Tint is not an anti-plagiarism tool. If someone wants to steal your content, they will, and scanning solutions like Copyscape or Attributor are better at prevention and cure. Tint is designed to help you get some benefit from the typical infringer, generally someone who copies and shares other people's bits and pieces, casually, via email, Facebook, Twitter, or their own blog. Check out tynt.com. Double your broadband. Zen Internet are doubling broadband usage allowances from today. That means twice the monthly download usage allowance for customers using Zen Lite, Zen Active, Zen Pro, and Zen Office. No action is necessary. The download usage allowance for new and existing customers will increase automatically, and there will be no pricing change for any of these broadband services. Read more at zen.co.uk. Travelling less. Rethink. A leading national mental health membership charity has deployed an IP virtual private network, IPVPN, solution from Zen Internet to securely share information and applications between offices and remote workers. The IPVPN solution has enabled video conferencing to be fully deployed between the company's 7 main offices and has already saved the organisation £100,000 in travel costs. For more details, see uk.webhostdir.com/news. Hacks under pressure. Journalists are feeling the strain of keeping up with the web and maintaining their expanding raft of social media commitments, according to a new survey. The merging of traditional journalism with online communications is the primary cause of heavier workloads in a rapidly changing environment with shrinking job security. Read more at multivu.prnewswire.com/MNR. Word association. Advertising Age reports that Yahoo is planning to add to the proliferation of web content that is produced for the sole purpose of garnering search traffic. The company is buying the infamous Word Factory associated content for an estimated $100 million. Associated is in the business of generating masses of freelancer-produced content, optimised for search, that earns its hacks as little as $5 per story. Examples of associated content texts include Guide to Reducing Stress in Daily Activities and 5 Hollywood Career Revivals Waiting to Happen. For more information, see adage.com/digital. Typo Patrol. A Californian newspaper, the San Diego Reader, has introduced Typo Patrol, a prize contest for readers to spot typographical errors in the paper. There are payouts of $10 for each mistake they point out, with a cap of $300 a year per person. In a podcast interview, publisher Jim Holman tells copyediting.com that it's costing the publication up to $200 per week at present. He says there was some trepidation when the Reader first rolled out the idea, since it does employ its own team of professional copy editors and proofreaders. But staff aren't objecting. They see it as a challenge, he says. Read more at sandiegoreader.com/contests. Good to Glow. Developed by HP Labs, Glow is a cloud service that will allow billions of web pages to be tagged with location data to make them easier to find for mobile users. The service's software engine adds geographic relevance to web pages and sorts web content to make it locally useful. There is a Glow app for BlackBerry and mobile devices running Android 1.5+. and an experimental HTML-only version of the service that runs on any mobile device with a HTML web browser. HP has also made an open API available to allow development of third-party apps and websites integrating the Glow database. Developers can build a geotagging service without having to worry about back-end storage, indexing, or search infrastructure, so that virtually any application that needs to tag content to geographic locations should be able to benefit from the HP Glow service. Check out hpglow.com. Mobile views. The Around Me application for the iPhone and Android mobile phones uses mapping and GPS location data to highlight local points of interest. A user looking for a cash point, takeaway, restaurant, or decent pub nearby just needs to point their phone's camera and wait for suggestions to pop up on the screen. Once a destination is picked, the user can view directions on their handset and have them emailed or texted. Better still, and most impressive, the latest release, Around Me 3.5, features a new augmented reality mode. To activate it, just turn the phone to the horizontal position when in list or map mode, and see information tags popping up as you view the real world scene around you. Check out tweakersoft.com/mobile. Bing gets real. Microsoft plans to deliver new tools in Bing Maps, powered by mobile location service Foursquare. Silverlight technology will be used to pull in the data. The company calls it a cool new map application, which brings real-time data from Foursquare into our Silverlight Maps experience to give customers a real-time sense of what's going on. Bing has begun to pay much more attention recently to real-time, social and location-based data signals that can provide depth to search queries that serve up tips, comments, and other information. The search engine's increasing focus on curating content rather than simply indexing websites supports Forrester Research Principal Analyst Shar Van Boskirk's vision for the future of search. Think about a search engine as a concierge pointing you to answers you need, instead of presenting lists of sites that have content that matches your query, she says. Read more at bing.com/community. Adding analytics. David Lavender's recent blog posting offers an introduction to web analytics, and it's a useful reminder that two search engines offer free packages that are very easy to implement and almost as easy to use. Test and compare. You can try both from the outset, then stick with the one that suits you best. For more information, see fastcompany.com. Search Engine of the Month. Based in Halmstad, Sweden, Entire Web is the English language worldwide search engine behind Ixquick, Euroseek, and a range of smaller search sites. It offers a speedy spy option that shows what others are searching for in almost real time, and in April, it was relaunched as Entire Web 3.0, with a minimalist interface that moved its extra frills off the homepage. This month, Entire Web is encouraging users to comment on the recent changes and put forward ideas to improve the interface or the service with a free Win an iPad contest. Check out entireweb.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.